The suit was filed in U.S. District Court in Little Rock on behalf of the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. It says the spill violated environmental laws and seeks civil penalties from the ExxonMobil pipeline company. It also claims contaminated waste from the cleanup has been illegally stored. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel.
We have not found them to view this the way that we do, and we felt that litigation was necessary. And with regard to the questions about the offsite storage, when you have a release of this nature, when the damage is done of this nature, and to store this material without following the law in advance, and then to not remove it upon being demanded to do so, we felt was particularly concerning and should be included in this litigation.
McDaniel said the waste included contaminated soil, debris, and mixtures of oil and water, which were being kept at a natural gas facility owned by a subsidiary of ExxonMobil. U.S. Attorney Christopher Thayer says they are seeking penalties against the company.
To be sure, we intend to prove that the defendants are responsible for civil penalties and injunctive relief violations pursuant to the Clean Water Act. Those cleanup efforts are ongoing. The total extent of the damage is not yet known, but our investigation in this matter continues. We will work together to ensure that the community that was harmed by this spill is made whole again, and that those responsible for this local disaster are held fully accountable.
Meanwhile, civil lawsuits by residents of Mayflower are pending. Also, a federal report looking into the cause of the spill is expected to be complete next month. Michael Hiplin, KUAR News.